What a privilege to have a Bible. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was reading an article where in China there's a strong underground church, but Bibles are not allowed there. And so congregation of 4,000, 5,000 people have only one Bible. And so each week, one family takes the Bible, they write the entire Bible down. And they bring it and give it to the pastor again. He preaches from that Bible. Next week, another family takes it. Can you imagine that? How blessed are we to have Bibles? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The other day I was visiting a man. And he's over 75 and he was in the hospital. And, you know, he told me that while he was sick and lying there, his wife was reading the scripture to him and he was confessing for the scripture. And the doctors couldn't understand why he was doing it at that age. He was born again. He's a child of God. And then his wife said, when we were young, maybe we should have memorized more scriptures. That's a great investment. Are you with me? When God has given you sight, when God has given you understanding, when God has given you strength in your body, make sure that you hear the word of God, you understand it, you put it into practice, invest it into your heart, let it be a treasure inside of you. And when the need comes, the word will come out. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad that you have a Bible in your hand? Hallelujah. How many of you have seen the word of God blessing you? God speaks from his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And this afternoon we're just taking a very short message, and the message is entitled, The Devil Won't Walk Over Me Again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. When God sent Moses into the promise, into Egypt to bring the people out of Egypt into the promised land, the Lord spoke to Moses, and Moses said, Lord, find somebody else. I am too weak. And the Lord asked him a question. Listen, Moses, what is it that you have in your hand? And he said, a rod. You know that in Exodus 4. God said, throw it down. And he threw it down. Amen. And it became a snake. Now in Egypt, snake is one of their gods. They have the mark of cobra on all their priests. And what God was saying was, listen, Moses. Listen, Moses. Listen, Moses. When that rod fell down, it became a snake and it was running away from you. So don't you dare to run away from the devil. Because all authority in heaven and earth, Jesus said, has been given unto me and I give unto you. Amen. The things from which you were wanting to run away, God is going to give you enablement by his spirit to stand against it. That's become a serpent. And that was trying to flee. In other words, what God was saying to Moses, you have been given authority over all the powers of Egypt. Amen. You have been given the power over all the powers of Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. If you ask any snake charmer, they will say, when you catch a snake, you only catch it by the tail, never. By the neck, so it doesn't bite you. If you catch it by the tail, it'll bite you. You catch it behind its neck. But God said to Moses, catch it by the tail. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter how you catch it, it won't bite you. Because the greater is the one who is in you than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second sign God gave to Moses, put your hand in your own bosom, in your heart. He put it, bring it out. Became leprous. God said, put it again. Put it, brought it back. It was clean, new. What God was saying is, I can do anything. Leprosy means unclean. The very things that are there in your life which seems to be unclean, which seems to be a bondage, which will make you to run away into a corner and shut yourself down. What God is saying is, I can restore anything that you have lost, Moses. Anything that will happen along the way, I can restore it back to you. My brother, my sister, in your travel or as a pilgrim for the Lord, whatever you have lost, let me say one thing to you, declare by the power of His Spirit that God can restore it back to you. Amen. I am a living example of that. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. He can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Devil, don't walk over me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. And the scripture for that is the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter. And verse 1. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Amen. Listen to me. What God is saying is listen. Don't shut your ears off. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. I have no doubt in my heart that you are here because you want to follow after righteousness. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. If you have come here, it is a sign that you want to follow after righteousness. You might not feel like it, but you want to have that. That's why you're here. Amen. You who seek the Lord. The Lord is exhorting and telling Moses, listen, Moses, seek after me. Seek after my righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? Look to the word, 21st. 51st chapter, verse 21. So listen to me, God said, why? Again, God is saying in the 21st verse, therefore, please hear this, you afflicted. I know you are afflicted. I know you have been troubled. I know you have gone through some afflictions in your life. You've gone through some struggles and temptations in your life. But please listen. Can you imagine that? God is saying, please listen. You who are drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord and your God, who pleads the cause of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, the dregs of the cup of my fury. You shall no longer drink it. The very cup, the very struggle that was making you feel as if you are going to be destroyed, that which made you tremble, the very things that you are scared of. The Lord is saying, listen to me. I'm going to take it out of your hand. The very things that were afflicting you, that was causing you to be a person scared and trying to run away and finding yourself tormented. Listen to me, the Lord is saying, I'm going to take it out of your hands. You dare to believe that this morning? Hallelujah. I'm going to take it out of your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. And you shall no longer drink it. Amen. Why? The 23rd verse. I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you. Hallelujah. Hear the word well. I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to you, lie down that we may walk over you. And you have laid your body like the ground and as the street for those who walk over. In other words, these people were trembling and they were thinking it's the judgment of God because there were things happening in their lives that was making them to think their bodies being trampled upon. Anybody ever felt that way? Lost everything, your body seems to be crumbled and on the street without any hope. The enemy has been taking you for a ride, trying to destroy every area of your life. You find his pressure over you. You find him running over you. You find there is absolutely nothing that you can hold your body together. Come on, church. I'm speaking to someone, am I not? I'm glad that God gave me this word. Hallelujah. It set me free and I know it will set you free. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, listen, I will not allow anyone to walk over you again. You have been trampled upon. You've been oppressed, you've been pressed down, you feel as if a weight has come upon you, and you find yourself having lost all hope, totally trembling, thinking that everything that you had is lost. God is saying, listen, I'm going to take your affliction and put it back on the hands of those who afflicted you, and I'm going to release you, and I'm not going to allow anybody to walk over you again. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Say, devil, don't walk over me again. Hallelujah. Devil, don't walk over me again. Afflictions, don't walk over me again. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The very bondages that seem to be pressing you and keeping you down, God is saying, I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory under the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. I had a man of God say, you know, there are so many people who are quitting ministry. Many people who are seeking early retirement. I thought of that once also. And that's the time when God gave me the word. Hallelujah. Many people who are contemplating on quitting. Many people who have quit. But the Lord said, no. I'm not going to allow my body, my temple, hallelujah, my people to be afflicted no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be oppressed no more. The very things that were trampling over them, I'm going to give them an anointing, a grace which will make them to stand up again. Hallelujah. Glory under the name of the Lord. The very things that you thought would make you run away from God's work and God's glory and God's presence, God is saying, the very things that you're trembling at, I'm going to take it from your hand. Believe that. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The greatest part of standing in faith, sometimes you stand in faith and you see things going everything wrong. How many of you have believed in God for something if something happened? You believed in God for your victory, nothing happened. Week after week you said, God will give me victory today, God will give me victory today, nothing happened. How many of you had that kind of experience in your life? Hallelujah, you're not alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It is said that the greatest or the hardest part of faith is the last half hour. The last half hour. Have you seen that? The hardest part. People who have had something happen in their lives, they have held on to faith. They held, stick to a promise, stick to a word. Even when things were contrary, when they were felt they were being destroyed and they were tormented on all sides, they still held on in faith. Hear that? They still held on in faith. They still held on the word of God. And it was to a group of people like that, God is saying, listen, I'm not going to allow the enemy to trample over you again. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm not going to allow the enemy to trample over you again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Isn't that amazing? See, how is he going to handle it for us? The 51st chapter is a comfort psalm, a comfort chapter to God's people, to Zion. That is God's people, you and me. That's what we are, the Zion. Zion is actually symbolic of the overcoming church. And here is supposed to be the overcoming, just not the church. The overcoming church is what Bible declares Zion. Are you with me? The overcoming church. And here the Zion, God's people, Zion, are the ones who have been trampled over. They're supposed to be overcomers. They knew scriptures. Everything they knew, but they were the ones trampled over. Are you with me? Just not any church. I'm speaking about the overcoming church, being trampled over, being run over by the enemy, their body trampled on the street. God is saying, no more. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And how is God going to do it? 51st chapter and verse 6. Look at this. Five and six. Verse 4 starts with this word, listen to me. And then it says in the fifth verse, my righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. And my arms will judge the people. The coastlands will wait upon me. And on my arm they will. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. And look on the earth beneath. Amen. For the heavens will vanish away like smoke, the earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it will die in like a manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Do you understand this? It is powerful. Please catch this in the anointing of God. God is saying, listen, before I bring you out, I'm sending the word. My salvation has gone forth. You hear that? My salvation has gone forth for you. My saving power, my delivering power, my resurrecting power has gone forth for you. I have already declared it from the heavens. I have already declared it, says the Lord. And nobody can turn it back. My righteousness cannot be abolished. Are you with me? I have already declared the word for your victory. I want to declare the word for your redemption, for your change, and for your deliverance. The Lord is saying, listen, the word has already gone forth. Come on, church. The word has already gone forth. God always sends his word first. Before anything ever happens in reality, the word comes first. What happens to us? We will only believe the word if reality hits us first. God says, that's not the way. You're sitting there crying in your struggle, thinking you have fallen so much away that you cannot be redeemed and brought back again. You think you have lost everything. You think you're destroyed. You think you've been trampled down, completely forsaken and forgotten. God is saying, no. I am sent my word. Believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory unto the name of the Lord. He sent the word. He sent the word. Oh, afflicted one, I have taken your affliction. The cup of trembling from your hands. The enemy shall not walk over you anymore. Oh, hallelujah. He sent the word. He sent the word over your life, over your finances, over your marriage, over every area of your life. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. I've already sent the word. Therefore, what do you need to do? Isaiah 52:1. Awake. Awake. In other words, take an act of faith. Awake. Awake. Hallelujah. Put on your garments of Zion. You think you have lost your holy garments? Put on your beautiful garments. You haven't lost it. Put it on. Oh, Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Take an act of faith. Awake to my word. Can you imagine that? You are sleeping at my word and looking at your problem. God is saying, I have already declared my salvation, my righteousness over you. Now awake and take a hold over it by faith. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I've already declared my word. Now take a hold of it by faith. Ho, ho. Come on. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Your blessing has already been commanded by the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Take a hold over it by faith. Well, let me tell you this. See, have you looked at the Bible, you will find, you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prayed before his crucifixion? You remember that? He prayed. He got up, went to his disciples. They were sleeping. He said, couldn't you watch with me 1 hour? He went back again, prayed. Amen. Again prayed. And then what happened? My Bible says an angel of God came down from heaven and strengthened Jesus. Hear that? You know that, don't you? An angel of God came and strengthened Jesus. Isn't that amazing? But what did Jesus do after that? What did Jesus do after that? How many a time have you come amidst your trouble and your struggle to a place where the word of God has been preached in the anointing and God has raised up angels to minister the word to you? And you've been encouraged by an angel and you went out of this place. You rejoice in God when the anointed word came, went out, and things didn't change. Anybody here? How many times? You know why? Because when Jesus was encouraged by the angel, the first thing that he did after that, Luke 22 and verse 42 to 44 says, the first thing that Jesus did after he received the encouragement from the angel was that, being all the more in agony, he prayed. You didn't get it, did you? Being all the more in agony, he prayed. God has declared his word of encouragement. God has declared to you, rise up, shake off the dust, O holy city. The enemy won't run over you again, won't ramble over you again. You've received the word. You are enlightened for a minute. You are rejoicing. You are thankful. But let me say to you, the minute you go out from this place, make sure that you pray. Make sure that you pray. You hear that? Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Look at Isaiah 52. See, why or what was the cause for these people being run over by the enemy? That God had to send his word and ask them to take a step of faith. You look at your life and say, why, what's happening to me? What's happening to my marriage? What's happening to my finances? What's happening to my personal life? Where is self-control? What's happening? Why am I falling again and again and again? Why is this thing happening to me? You wonder that, don't you? Well, what was the cause? Look at Isaiah 51. And verse 13. And you forget... The Lord your... Are you there? You forget the Lord your... Who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. And because of that, what has happened? You have feared continually every day. Because why? Of the fury of the... When he is prepared to... And where is the fury of the... Can you imagine that? The cause, number one cause, was that... They had forgotten. Now let me explain that. Because here it says again, the 14th verse, the captive exile hastens that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. Amen. See, these people, while they were afflicted by the enemy, and when they knew they had fallen, they did not want to die. The captive, they were hastening or that trying to speed up to be free. The one in bondage was trying to be loosed as fast as possible. The one who had fallen to the pit was trying to get out of it. Are you with me? And so God is saying, listen, you have forgotten me. All that you want is within your heart, you're saying, get me out of this somehow, God. You don't want me to be glorified amidst your struggle. You have not waited for me amidst your struggle. You hear that? All that you wanted. I want to be free. An anointing. Lord, just pass an anointing on me. Boom, 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 boom. Everything is free. I'm out. Lord, just declare a blessing. God said, you are hastening to be free, to come out from being bound, all that, but you have not remembered me. You have not asked me to show me my glory. You are so occupied only with your struggle that you have not asked me for my glory. You have forgotten me. Don't you understand? I am the one who forms the earth, who fashioned the heavens, and lays foundation. Well, how many of you are hearing this, church? I believe strongly this is a word for the church. How many of you think that God is speaking to you? You have not asked me to show you my glory. You have forgotten me. നിനക്കെന്നെ പ്രശ്നം എന്തെങ്കിലും ചാടി പോരാന്നുള്ളൂ. എന്റെ മഹത്വം കാണണമെന്നോ എന്നെ അറിയണമെന്നോ എന്നെ രുചിക്കണമെന്നോ നീ ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നില്ല. That is the cause. See, I don't mind going through any struggle. Personally, I've gone through many struggles. As long as I know that every struggle that I go through, I can have a fresh revelation of Jesus. I can have a fresh revelation of Jesus. Know more from His Word. Know more about His glory. And learn. And when I'm in a struggle or in a pit or in a bondage, and I cannot see the glory, then I panic. You hear that? You hear that? In Psalms 87 verse 7, it says that all my springs are in you. All my? Psalmist is saying all my springs are in you. You are my satisfaction, O God. You are my satisfaction. My husband is not my satisfaction. My wife is not my satisfaction. My wealth is not my satisfaction. My home is not my satisfaction. It's not even my ministry that is my satisfaction. It's not people around me that is my satisfaction. All my springs are in thee. It's you. It's you. It's only when you have that kind of desire to see the glory of God amidst your struggle and to worship Him amidst your problem, instead of saying, I quit. I don't think God cares. I pray too much. I just want to be free. That's all I know. God, you better do it now. Or I will never come to this church again. I will never worship you, never pray. And God says, I feel so threatened. No, no. Come on. God is looking for people who will say, Lord, I am hastening to be free. I want to be loosed, but more than anything else, give me a fresh revelation of you. I will worship you with my tears. I will worship you amidst my pain. Even when I do not understand what's happening to me, I will say, still I will serve you, O God. I will still serve you. I will still follow after you. You alone shall be my righteousness. I will still listen to you and still obey you and still walk for you, O God. And that's the time He opens your eyes to reveal Himself. Hear that? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory unto the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So therefore the Lord is saying, Isaiah 52 again. 5 and 6. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore my people shall know my name. Amen. And therefore they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is. Are you there? Behold, it is I. Amen. Well, what is saying, listen, amidst your struggle, when you take an act of faith, I am going to reveal my name to you, my nature to you. And I am going to tell you, here am I. Amen. Behold, it is. See, all through the Bible you will find that. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, when the disciples were in the storm in a boat, that's the exact words which Jesus used. He came and said, do not fear, it is I. Amen then. In the very storm they were in, which they thought would kill them off, the very, very struggle they were in, which they thought they would be destroyed, they wanted to see the glory. The Lord came and said, here am I. It is I. Hallelujah. Even this morning, the Lord is walking through this place, looking at certain people and saying to you, it is I. It is I. Hallelujah. It is I. Amen. Therefore, do not fear. Do not fear the oppressor. Do not fear the one who has been trampling on you over these years. Do not fear. It is I. I've kept you in the shadow of my hand. My purposes over your life will prevail. My plans will still prevail. I don't have to see whether you are on a high spiritually to use you. You know, if that was so, God might not have ever used me. I don't have to see whether you are gloriously worshiping me for 7 hours to use you. Don't limit me. I'm going to give you a fresh revelation of myself. But don't forget me. Seek me and listen to me. Don't be preoccupied with your problem and struggle thinking that it's a pit that you fall into which you will never get up from. Oh, hallelujah, I have news for you. You will. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, let not the devil walk over you again in the name of Jesus. Prophesy, speak it in faith. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Say it one more time in faith over somebody. Let not the devil walk over you anymore in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It is amazing, isn't it? 52. Awake, awake. Wake up to this reality that I am there for you. Act in faith. I have already declared my word over you. The prison doors are open. The chains have fallen away. I've already declared my righteousness over you and my salvation, and it is irrevocable. Hallelujah. My calling over you stays. I've already declared that I've called you. Therefore, awake. Take a step of faith. Put on your beautiful garments. Hallelujah. Oh, Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you and war walk over you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down. Oh, what a promise, precious promise. Will you take it? Loose yourself from the bonds. I've all declared my word. Now you better tell the enemy, listen, you can't tie me down anymore. I'm getting up and I'm going. I'm going to follow after Jesus. Amen. Loose yourself. I've all declared my word. You know, when there was an American president, if my name is right, Andrew Jackson. Not Michael Jackson, Andrew Jackson. Hallelujah. And while he was the president, there was a man who was convicted to be killed. And he was to be killed. And Andrew Jackson, hearing about him from somebody from his family, gave him a presidential letter of pardon, saying, he's pardoned. He doesn't have to be executed. But when this letter reached this man, he said, I don't accept it. So the government was with a problem. They said, what do we do? So it was taken again to the court. And the judge there said, pardon was declared for him. But that pardon is only a piece of paper if he does not accept it. And since he has not accepted, he will die. Did you hear that? God has declared his word of forgiveness over you. If you're going to stick there and say, I condemn myself, I am miserable, I am poor, I don't think I can get out, I think I am oppressed, I think the devil is all God on me. God says, no. What can I do? I already declared my word and he's saying I won't. Oh, come on, church. I don't think you got it, did you? When the Lord said you are loosed and freed and the devil has got no more right to you, you need to get up and say, thank God, praise God, hallelujah. I accept it, I believe it, I'm going to walk in freedom from now on. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Shake yourself from the dust, arise and sit down at Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Today forgiveness has been declared over you. Release and deliverance has been declared over you. Hallelujah. Blessing has been declared over you. Your redemption has been declared over you. The enemy shall not walk over you anymore. You think you have been weighed down and laid down by the enemy and oppressed of the enemy for such a long time. The word has been declared over you. No more shall the enemy have authority over you. Hallelujah. If you accept the word and accept the forgiveness, accept the grace of God and the resurrection power of God, the anointing of God will operate in your life and you will see the blessing of God working for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hand as a sign of faith. Stand up in your places this afternoon. And we're going to rejoice in the Lord for the word. And thank him for his word. And say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you that you've spoken your word. But I'm going to pray now. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. The angel has encouraged me, but I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to see victory in my life and blessing in my life. Lift your hands up and church. Hallelujah. Put your faith in Christ and worship the living God. For the release, thank you for the deliverance, thank you for the healing, thank you for having commanded your victory over your people, thank you for your blessing over your people. Hallelujah. Thank you for the manifestation of your grace for your people. Thank you for commanding your blessing over your people. Hallelujah. Oh,